Welcome in to the Conversations with Carlisle here on December 7th here of this 2020-2021 season. And I'm Zion Brown here with head boys basketball coach Don Carlisle. And coach, I got to say, it's much better talking to you after two wins.
A lot better speaking after two.
So we'll start with the one on Friday against Pike. And last week, you kept stressing, kept talking about defense. Mm-hmm. And you guys only allowed the Red Devils to score 6 points in the fourth quarter and able to get that win. What do you think allowed that growth from your team?
Man, I think the emphasis that the kids, they took hold of what we were trying to sell for the week and really for the season, for that matter, was being we do a shell drill. I think most coaches do shell drill defense daily, where it emphasizes where you're supposed to be and what spots you're supposed to get to relation to the ball. And I thought that we did a pretty good job outside of the second quarter of getting to our spots and keeping them out of transition. Now, when they made their run and they took the lead and kind of stretched us is when they were able to get out in transition. So we'll continue to work on that. But I was proud of the guys, especially with their effort. And we talked about those second and third and fourth efforts on the rotations. I thought that, especially with it being a rivalry game, that those guys came with that energy that was needed to get the stops in those moments.
And so you also were able, you got back Dylan Moore in that game, and mm-hmm. he led you guys in scoring and just played all around a pretty good game. So how much help is getting him back on the floor after coming off a football season?
Man, he injected toughness. He injected a lot of toughness. He was able to get to a lot of loose balls and defensive rebounds and also offensive rebounds, giving us second opportunities to score. He's just a tough kid. And defensively, he really changes us.
And although you guys did get the win, there were still moments as far as the three-point shooting, especially with Conwell for Pike, was very effective, and you struggled on closing out. Why do you think that was?
We just sometimes, you know, young guys and just young kids in general, just our focus shifts. So a lot of times and oftentimes those guys, they know what their assignment is, but they get stuck ball watching or they get stuck looking at another person as opposed to their guy. And especially guys like Conwell who can really stroke the ball, and if you give him an inch, he's going to take that thing and do something good with it. You can't get lost. You can't get stuck ball watching. And what I mean by that is staring at the basketball and not knowing where your man is. That's sort of the things that happen for us, where we kind of relax for a second when we're not playing on-ball defense. And then the guy moves, and all of a sudden we're closing out. So we talk about it. We preach it. And this is something we're going to have to continue to work on to get better.
And then on Saturday, you went up and played Southport, and you guys really led that game for most of the game. So what do you think allowed you guys to have that consistency in that one through four quarters?
Man, I was proud of how we started the game. I think we only gave up 4 points in the first quarter. And it was their first game, and they had to struggle through their struggles. But I thought that our defense was solid enough. We took away what we wanted to take away initially to give ourselves a good opportunity to lead that first quarter. I think it may have been 16 or 14 to 4 or something like that. Second quarter, then we kind of got back to the same things that gets us in trouble sometimes. We didn't execute that well offensively. Some of that, though, was Dylan he's new and he doesn't really know all the plays. So sometimes when four people know the play and one don't, it'll stagnate it.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We took some poor shots and made some poor decisions. But I won't blame all of that on them. You know, we just got to do a better job, get him in, and make sure he gets acclimated to what we're doing.
And so how big is it to really measure yourself against the Southport team that is similar to you guys with a lot of sophomores, juniors, and even some freshmen on their team?
Man, I just like to get a win against them. Honestly, they beat us twice last year, and it was the team that they beat us in the sectional to end our season. So there's a lot of controversy surrounding Ben Davis Southport for obvious reasons. But I'm just happy to get a win wherever we can, and I especially like to get that win.
And the teams, all three levels, like you said, freshman, JV, and varsity, ended up 6-0 on the weekend. How important do you feel that is, just to see that all levels of your program are shining and that you have quality guys all around?
Man, I think it's a testament of the hard work that the players and the coaches are putting in. JV was undefeated, but both freshman levels and varsity hadn't got a win yet. So for us to turn it on and get wins against quality opponents, that just boosts our confidence, especially the players, to be able to do the things that we're asking them to do. And if we have some success like we did this weekend, then we'll continue to see the same type of success.
Is it fair to say that just at the varsity level, your team is really learning how to play together?
Yeah, and I think majority of it is just learning the schemes and learning what I want from them. I think a lot of the issue early is just indecision on their part because they just didn't understand what I was trying to ask them to do. And right now, what I think what you're seeing is they're starting to comprehend it. I think they're starting to feel more comfortable. I think defensively they're starting to understand what I want from them defensively. And offensively, you know, they're starting to look at the options out of the offense of where they can score and what happens when the defense comes. So the decisions are being made quicker, which is making it easier for us to score.
So this Friday you play a Franklin Central team that you split two very close games with last season, but the Flashes are a completely different roster for last year. So how are you preparing for them?
Man, Javon Small has been doing a lot of great things. He had a heck of a summer. He's getting a lot of Division I high major looks. So he's a ton. But without Jalen Hooks, he left and went to Attucks. But they're a totally different team, like you said. So, you know, we have to do our due diligence and make sure we prepare. First of all, we got to contain Javon Small. And secondly, I just do a good job on the boards and transition offense and defense. And I think that we'll do a good job.
So what do you think it'll overall come down to on Friday night for you guys to try to get another win up at Franklin Central?
Man, for me, it's always about to bring your hard hat on defense, do the things do the things that you can do and control the things that you can control. It's all about the small things, rebounding, being in the right spots defensively, rotations, and communicating and playing well with your teammates. If we can handle those things and do those things well and efficiently, then I believe that we'll be in any and all the games that we have this year and have a good opportunity to win.
All right. Thank you, Coach, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
This has been the Conversations with Carl.